truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News, right here at RPM Live, this 25th day of September, 2024. The Canadian Prepper is telling us Russia is preparing its people for a nuclear event, that U.S. troops are entering Israel, that Congress is preparing for the shite to hit the fan. Interestingly, they're suddenly concerned about how they can replace members of the House of Representatives if there were to be many lost in what I suspect is a nuclear attack, though it may be it's crossed their minds that since their own cell phones were provided by Israel, it might be Israel pulls the same stunt on the U.S. Congress it pulled on what it thought was Hezbollah. So I'm told Hezbollah had got to fiber optics long before, and they only got a few members of Hezbollah, but thousands of civilians in Lebanon. Military Watch reports Russia is sending its aircraft carrier specialists to the front lines. The Russian Navy has reportedly formed a new naval infantry battalion from the crew of the aircraft carrier Admiral Kuznetsov, with them set to be deployed to the disputed Kharkov region on the front lines in the Russian-Ukrainian war. The decision appears highly unusual due to the level of specialized training required for aircraft carrier crews, which make putting them in harm's way in frontline ops a serious risk. It has been widely interpreted by analysts as a step toward the abandoning the country's carrier ambitions following years of issues with a ship, which has been undergoing repairs and refitting for the present operation. I think it is the case that carriers are antiquated in this day and age, as the U.S. is going to find when the situation in the Middle East blows up. Meanwhile, Christopher Busby, whom I greatly admire, is explaining that many nukes are being used in Russia and Lebanon.
Do you even know how much your cell phone can be affecting you? You'll be surprised to know that the World Health Organization has classified...
Donald Trump Jr. here with an... ...path towards financial...
Are nuclear weapons being used in Russia and Lebanon? Ukrainian official confirmed a drone attack in a missile storage facility. The warehouse is said to have contained guided missiles and artillery ammunition. Residents in the area were concerned that something more might have been involved. It is rather striking.
Good day. In the last week, there have been two very large explosions which have appeared on videos that have been published on the internet. The most recent one was, I think, yesterday, which was an explosion in Lebanon in a place called Jabbar, which is in southern Lebanon, some distance from Beirut. And the earlier one was at Toropets, which is in Russia, some 200 kilometers from the Latvian border, east of the Latvian border. And both of these explosions look very like nuclear explosions. I mean, I've seen a lot of nuclear explosions as a result of my work for the nuclear test veterans, which I carried out for many years from about 2007. And in fact, I'm still carrying out some expert witness work for the nuclear test veterans. So I've been asked by lots of people to comment, because a lot of people said, oh, these are nuclear explosions. And other people afterwards said, no, they aren't nuclear explosions. It's not possible, and so forth. So here's my take on both of these. First of all, I have to bring you back to some work that I did previously on a new nuclear weapon, one that uses cold fusion and which I call Red Mercury. It essentially is a fusion weapon. That is to say, it doesn't have a fission primer. It does thermonuclear explosion just on the basis of containing deuterium in uranium. So effectively, you have uranium, small amount of uranium, and you dissolve deuterium inside it at a temperature of about 300 degrees. And when you compress it, you get a reaction which is essentially a nuclear reaction, a thermonuclear reaction. You get fusion. The deuterium turns into helium-4, helium-3, and produces neutrons and a very large explosion for the size of the bomb. So you can call it a mini nuke. In fact, the Americans have been talking about having mini nukes for many, many years. But you need to know that in order to have a nuke at all, you have to have a fission. To have fission at all, you have to have a critical mass. But in this system, you don't need to have a critical mass because it works quite differently. It cuts out the fissions altogether. And therefore, it doesn't have fallout, you see. This is the most important point here. When a fission bomb explodes, like Hiroshima, or all of the bombs that were exploded during the nuclear tests in the 1960s, you get fission fallout isotopes like cesium-137 and strontium-90. Those are the longer-lived ones. You also get plutonium-239 and a lot of very short-lived nuclides. By short-lived, I mean a few years, or in fact, most of them a few weeks. So long ago, we found enriched uranium in a crater in Lebanon. 2006 this was, and then later on we found enriched uranium in Gaza, we found it in Fallujah, and people found it in Serbia, in the Balkans. So we're talking about a new type of nuclear weapon. Now the point about this nuclear weapon, as I have just said, is it does not produce fission product fallout. So in other words, it won't be detected by all of these systems of detection that are placed all around the world to check out whether somebody is doing nuclear tests. And this is what the IAEA refer to when they're interested in seeing if people have done a nuclear test, because small amounts of these radionuclides you can detect, and laboratories can detect them, and there are laboratories all over the world looking for these things. And if they don't find them, the assumption is there is no nuclear explosion. But my point is, and this is very important, is that a nuclear explosion has been developed which doesn't produce fallout. So when you come along afterwards, as many people have on the internet recently, and said, oh, although the Lebanese bomb in Jabar looks like a nuclear explosion, it isn't one because we haven't found any radioactive fallout. And the same at the Toropets explosion, which to me is clearly a nuclear explosion, but it doesn't produce radioactive fallout. And in fact, the people who were evacuated from the town, Toropets town, there are 11,000 people live there, so that's the population, were let back in again. Now, as far as that one is concerned, the bunkers were said to be the concrete bunkers under which they kept all the munitions, were said to be proof against a nuclear attack. So the arguments that the actual bunker went up and all of the ammunition that was there went up, you know, hundreds of tons of ammunition, rockets and TNT basically went up, is unlikely. It's much more likely that the missile, whatever it was, or what they call the drone, whatever it was, actually dropped the weapon or the technology that produced that explosion. Well, that's my take on that one. And my take on the Jabal one in Lebanon is the same, that the Israelis are using the same weapon that they've used on Gaza, and that they did use on Gaza in 2009, and that they used on Lebanon in 2006, and that the Americans used on Fallujah in 2000 and whenever it was, three. And also in Iraq, when they used it against the Iraqis at the airport.
Just think about it. Just think about it. The U.S. and Israel have been using a new class of mini nukes that don't have fallout, and then claiming when they're accused of using nukes that we're not using nukes. Look, there's no fallout. Obviously, we're not using nukes. This is a level of lies and deception to which the world, alas, is becoming accustomed. Now, here's P.P. Escobar and Scott Ritter with a very important report that Israel's Lebanon war has backfired, that Russia is crushing Ukraine, and about BRICS. Let's see what they have to say.
Tell Elizabeth Gray, work for Wisconsin, not special interests.
I got a new gas can. I use these cans for two-cycle oil, but I despise...
Welcome, everyone. It's your host, Danny Haifong. Welcome to another live stream. We have a very special live stream today in the first half of the program. We have journalist, commentator, geopolitical analyst Pepe Escobar joining us to discuss all things geopolitics, especially the upcoming BRICS summit and how it might be affected by all of the intense developments transpiring from the Middle East to Ukraine. Then we have Scott Ritter talking about, at about 11 a.m. Eastern, an important event in New York to stop nuclear war. And we will also go through the military front on all of the developments occurring worldwide. But let us get right started. As you're coming in, do hit...
Here we're skipping to Scott.
Scott, good to be with you in the daytime. Usually we are, palling around in the late evening. Good to see you.
No, it's good to be here.
Good to be back with you, Scott. So how about we just get right started first before we get to the big event that's happening on Sunday, the 28th. I want to talk to you about Lebanon, Israel, what's going on there. Of course, we haven't spoken since the horrific pager and device attack, but now we've seen things escalate even further, hundreds upon hundreds. I mean, the number, the count will likely be over 1,000 very soon, given Israel's constant bombardment of Lebanon. But also you have Hezbollah moving further and further in terms of their strikes into Israel with the first strike on the Mossad intelligence headquarters, and Hezbollah is noting this as the first kind of Beirut to Tel Aviv response. So what is your take and reaction to what Israel is doing here? Because it seems like these months that we've been talking about proliferation of a regional conflict appear to be building up toward exactly that.
Well, I think what's clear here is neither Israel nor Hezbollah want a regional conflict. You know, this is what Israel is doing is, again, horrific for the civilians that are being killed. It's the largest bombing that they've done, but it's very measured and somewhat restrained. You know, they are bombing certain targets and they're avoiding other targets, targets that would, you know, compel Hezbollah to escalate further. Notice that when Hezbollah did fire on Tel Aviv with a rocket the first time, it was just one, and it got shot down by an Arrow 3. So it didn't hit the Mossad headquarters. They claim it was aimed at the Mossad headquarters. We don't know, but it was a demonstration of capability, an escalation, but limited escalation, sort of a warning shot to Israel. And we see Israel sending back signal, back channel signals that they want to negotiate it into, this current phase, because it was never intended to become a regional war, and they don't want it to become a regional war. It was always meant to be a pressure valve for domestic political pressures being put on Netanyahu. Even the triggering of the decision to use the pagers, to weaponize the pagers, you don't spend, according to, I think the New York Times or somebody who reported a 15 years, doing everything it takes to create the capacity to manufacture these devices, to gain the confidence of the consumer market. Remember, you're coming in into a market that's already saturated. You have to gain the confidence and in the process, convince Hezbollah procurement agents that you're a trustworthy source. So that's a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of resources to create a potential. And the potential is to inject chaos and uncertainty amongst Hezbollah at a critical time. Now, the ideal place to do this would have been right as Israel is attacking, or right before. I mean, I'm talking about an hour before. You want the pager still going off as the bombs are falling. You want there to be no gap between, Operation Blow Up the Pager to Operation we're pushing Hezbollah north of the Litani River. That didn't happen. Pagers went off, got headlines a couple of days, and then Israel begins a limited operation, no ground incursion, nothing, just air assaults. This tells you this is all about politics. This is about Netanyahu doing things to achieve a domestic political objective, which is his continued political survival. And so we have to couch everything in those terms. Israel's not trying to defeat Hezbollah right now. Netanyahu's saying all the right things, made his little videotape message and all this kind of stuff. But, first of all, he knows that he can't attain his number one objective, which is to get 60,000 people returned to their homes in northern Israel. How do you do that? Well, you got to defeat Hezbollah. He's not going to defeat Hezbollah. This isn't a defeat Hezbollah campaign. This is save my skin in Israel campaign to create the notion, the impression that I'm doing something to get the pressure off of me for not doing anything, especially about ceasefire and returning of the hostages. The pager thing garnered a lot of headlines, a lot of support. It'll be forgotten. I mean, in terms of its impact on the conflict, it's already forgotten. There's a couple of people who say, oh my God, that was here, but more people died in the bombings than died in the pager attack by a huge number, order of magnitude. So I think people are already, from the military and in shock, they're over the pager attack. It's done. It's finished. The new thing now is the barcodes that Israel's flooded with leaflets that get people to turn it on. Then they suck your phone out and then they target you. But again, think of what the Israelis just did there.
It makes me so mad that billion.
Yes, very interesting from Scott Ritter. Meanwhile, Israel's firestorm in Lebanon.
The Middle East is on fire.
Larry Johnson.
That is an objective observation. It happens to be the title of our, nearly the title of our show today, the firestorm in Lebanon. Others are going to use it. You're going to hear shortly. But man, that is the absolute accurate description. Physically, the place is just getting burned to the ground. It's the most violence is being done in Lebanon since the Lebanese Civil War, starting in the 1970s and moving up for like 15 years after that. It is unbelievable what's been going on in Lebanon with the Lebanese civilians. This is not just Hezbollah. Lots of Lebanese are paying the price on this. And one of the things that right off the top that Israel is saying why this is happening, we'll just say it's a matter of interpretation, but because it's important to understand what both sides are saying and what all the different participants believe, we're going to start off with Benjamin Netanyahu, and then we're going to bring on Larry Johnson to help us unpack some of this stuff. We'll be with Larry right on the backside of this clip.
I have a message for the people of Lebanon. Israel's war is not with you. It's with Hezbollah. Hezbollah has been using you as human shields. You place rockets in your living room and missiles go out.
Well, hello, folks. This is Mike Gatti, the Rebel Madman at Republic Broadcasting Network. If you are searching for your inner rebel, it can be found at the Dixie Republic. It's the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to thedixierepublic.com to view all of their Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through their extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in their Johnny Reb gun and leather shop. Now remember, dixierepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food, seeing that the dollar is cheap. That's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar, has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214. I look at all the lovely people. I look at all the lovely people.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people.
Well, there's so many stories from the Middle East. I want to just enumerate them so you can track them down if you want to get more from the when they're published here on RBN website. U.S. sending more troops to the Middle East from responsible statecraft. No end to Israel's killing machine and U.S. complicity. Top Hezbollah commander just survived an Israeli assassination attempt. There's no low that Israel won't stoop to, says Richard Medhurst. The dirty secrets of U.S.-Israel relations with U.S. ambassador Charles Freeman, justifying slaughter. How the cult of Messianic Zionism conquered the West by Thomas Suarez. How Israel controls the international narrative. Canada and Europe dominate U.S. foreign land ownership. Unsustainable. UN's agenda for world domination. Justifying slaughter. Many of these are YouTubes. You'll want to watch them. Meanwhile, I want to turn to Donald Trump addressing the Israeli-American Council Summit. I'm very concerned with what's going on here.
That was wonderful. Beautiful. Yeah, thank you. Please rise again. We're going to rise for a moment of silence in the memory of our brave fallen of the October 7 attack and our fallen of the Iron Sword.
Well, let me get Trump here.
Anti-Semitic textbooks were being printed by UNRWA, used in the indoctrination of little children.
Supposed to be calling out names that nobody ever heard of, so we won't do that. But please know that we love you all, including congressmen and senators that are here. We have a lot of them. Thank you. Thank you very much. Before we begin, I just want to mention some polls that just came out. They just came out. Remember in the old days, I used to call the polls because the fake news would never do it. I said, if I don't do it, nobody else is going to do it. Highly respected Rasmussen poll, one of the most respected polls. According to the Rasmussen, just out a little while ago, we're leading by 8 points, 52 to 44. 8 points. And they were very, that's national, and they were very accurate the last time. So very, a lot of respect for Rasmussen. And they also have us up 11 with independents. That's pretty good. The Emerson poll came out, another good one, highly respected. We're up in Arizona, we're up in Wisconsin, we're up in Pennsylvania, three states they did. Oh, I don't believe this, I don't believe it. Even the New York Times has us way up in the Midwest. Can you believe that? Oh, would hate. That was painful for them to say. We're nine up in the Midwest, that's very good. And the Atlanta Journal-Constitution has us three up in Georgia, that's good, that's good. And CNN, can you believe this has us? They did Arizona, five up in Arizona. So we're doing well. Daily Express, we're five up nationally in the battleground states. So 47 days from now, we're going to defeat Kamala Harris. We're going to take back our country. And we're going to, quite simply, make America great again, right? We're gathered tonight to talk about the sacred bond between the United States and Israel, and it's a bond that's in serious trouble. There's never been anything like it. I believe that we are closer to World War III than at any time in the history of this country since the Second World War. There's never been anything like this period of time that we're going through, and we have leaders that are grossly incompetent. They have no idea what's happening. In less than 3 weeks, we will mark the one-year anniversary of the deadliest attack on the Jewish people since the Holocaust. On October 7th, Hamas terrorists slaughtered more than 1,200 Israelis, including men, women, children, and even little beautiful babies. They tortured, wounded, kidnapped, and horribly maimed thousands more. What a horrible time. Unthinkable. Could not have happened if I was president. Would not have happened. You know that. Iran had no money. There was no money for terror. 28 terror organizations, including Hezbollah and Hamas, they had no money. There were lots of stories about it. We had no terrorism during the Trump administration. Remember that. Tonight, we honor the memory of all who lost their lives in the October 7th attacks. And we pray to God that Israel will redeem their deaths with ultimate victory over those who wish to destroy it. And we're honored, thank you very much. And we're honored to be joined this evening by several of the victims.
I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now I change my mind. I'll open up the door.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Start your day on RBN with John Moore from 7-10 with coffee cup in hand. Wake up with the Liberty Man. Highly qualified guests share their knowledge with the callers Monday through Friday. His website is second to none. It's thelibertyman.com. You'll find everything right there. Start your day and be prepared. So give a listen or a call. Tune in weekdays on RBN. Start your day and be prepared. So give a listen or a call. Tune in weekdays on RBN.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say it's all right.
Well, here are any number of reports. In this case, media ignores the severity of the Trump assassination attempt to push an anti-Trump agenda, no doubt about it. Analyzing the recent media flurry surrounding former President Trump reveals a striking pattern of bias that should make any red-blooded conservative blood boil. According to a comprehensive analysis by the Media Research Center, a staggering 95% of reports from establishment media following a foiled assassination attempt on Trump were negative. If any other narrative existed, it got lost in the deluge of leftist spin. Here's another. Why did the Biden DOJ release Trump's assassin $150,000 reward to complete the job letter to the public? Former President Trump would be assassin. Ryan Wesley wrote a chilling letter admitting he failed in trying to take the life of the former president, but offered a reward for anyone who can finish a job. A note addressed to the world and reads, This was an assassination attempt on Donald Trump, but I failed you. I tried my best and gave it all the gumption I could muster. It's up to you now to finish the job. And I will offer $150,000 to whomever can complete the job, according to court papers. Trump dropped off a box at a person's home, including the letter, the court documents state. That's a solicitation to assassination by the FBI. Have no doubt about it. Meanwhile, Harris' honeymoon fizzles out at Trump leads in Sunbelt battleground state, just as he was reporting there. Let's get former President Trump has gained ground and is leading Vice President Harris in key Sunbelt states, according to New York Times Siena poll from Monday. Trump gained in Arizona, now leading Harris by 5 points, with the two candidates polling at 50 and 45% among likely voters, respectively. Trump also held on to his lead and over Harris in Georgia by 4 points and in North Carolina by 2. While the Republican is leading, a significant portion of likely voters across all three states are independents. On average, 31% of likely voters in the Sun Belt consider themselves Democrat, 33% as Republicans, and 31% independent, very evenly spread. But he's polling better by far across the board than Harris. Meanwhile, after Trump won the endorsement of the National Fraternal Order of Police, Harris boasted support of a small, newly formed police group headed by a left-wing partisan. In other words, they're faking it in every possible way. 2 weeks after the National Fraternal Order of Police endorsed former President Trump, a newly formed liberal police leadership organization has endorsed Harris, who supports defunding the police for the 2024 presidential election. How absurd is that? The Fraternal Order of Police officially endorsed Trump for president on September 6th, citing overwhelming support from the former president among his 377,000 members. On Monday, the pro-Harris Waltz X account, Harris Wins, excitedly shared Harris had won some law enforcement support of her own. Police leaders for community safety just announced they're endorsing Harris over Trump. Law enforcement do not want to support a convicted felon. This is huge. The notoriously misleading and deceptive Kamala HQX account also trumpeted the news that a leading law enforcement group had endorsed Harris. But it's a tiny group, and it's just created for the purpose of making those claims. Meanwhile, transcripts show President Trump directives to the Pentagon to keep January 6th safe were deliberately ignored. Are you surprised? Many are aware that the January 6th U.S. Capitol protest events, supposed pipe bombs, and associated claims have been weaponized and propagandized to support the narrative that Trump himself was and is an insurrectionist. A contrived narrative of this event and associated misleading video footage have been highly edited and manipulated, essentially a form of cheap, fake PSYOP propaganda. This had been previously discussed at length in coverage of the Epoch Times in Kash Patel's book, Government Gangsters, and in many articles published in alternative media. Many are also aware of the false narrative of January 6th, which includes Make America Great Again enthusiasts and patriots who had become convinced that there was widespread ballot box manipulation during the preceding election cycle, had been carefully contrived and manipulated by the corporate media, Democrat Party of operatives, elected officials such as Nancy Pelosi and Liz Cheney, and the House January 6th Committee. Most importantly, it comes as no surprise that Trump had given orders for the Pentagon to keep the event safe and lawful, and they were ignored. Mark Milley admitted it before. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, 63% of voters support a government shutdown to remove non-citizens from the ballot. I'm all for this. Get this, Rasmussen report. 73% Republicans support shutting down the government to reduce spending. 56 of independents agree. 63% of all voters support shutting down the government to pass new laws to stop non-citizen voters. 61% of independents agree. There's great unanimity, but is it going to happen? You think it's going to happen? Fat chance. What we got going on here is more of the same, the efforts by the Democrats to manipulate the outcome, and it's not going to end anytime soon. Meanwhile, U.S. border agents have found RPGs, rocket-propelled grenades, and IDEs, improvised explosive devices near the southern border amid internal alert of drastic escalation of weaponry used by the cartels. An alarming battle between rival factions of the Sinaloa cartel has unfolded in northwestern Mexico near the Bears Highland-Minopan southern border. The risk of spillover continues to increase as Border Patrol agents discovered a weapons cache of shoulder-filed rocket launchers and improvised explosive devices just across the Arizona border. No surprise there. Meanwhile, how Soros-backed organizations leverage waves of new immigrants to sway elections. One left-wing group boasts that mass immigration could sway the outcome of our forthcoming election. A network of left-wing organizations backed by billionaire George Soros is working to naturalize and mobilize immigrants and refugees in order to activate them into voting blocks in swing states, boasting that they could sway the outcome of national, state, and local elections. Chief among these groups is a National Partnership for New Americans, which describes itself as a national multi-ethnic, multiracial partnership network of 60 of the country's leading immigrant and refugee rights organizations. The group received $560,000 from Soros Open Society Foundation and has total reserves of $4.11 million. Our network supported the naturalization of over 250,000 U.S. citizens, been a key driver of advocacy to make naturalization more affordable and accessible, and, of course, to affect the outcome of election in favor of the Democrats. Meanwhile, this is fascinating. John Fetterman, senator, admits that Donald Trump has a special bond with Pennsylvania voters in the 2024 election. No state is more fiercely contested than Pennsylvania. With its 19 electoral vote battleground, they could once again decide who takes the White House. Both campaigns are pouring time, money, and energy into the state, knowing full well Pennsylvania has the power to swing the entire election. It's a state where blue-collar workers, suburban voters, and rural conservatives all collide, create a political battleground neither side can afford to lose. The Trump campaign has been especially focused on Pennsylvania, holding rallies and deploying ads across every corner of the state. Meanwhile, VP Harris and her team are working hard to rally Democrat voters, appealing to the cities and suburbs that were key to Biden 2020 victory, which, of course, was a sham victory because that election was so massively stolen. But the polls are close, razor thin. With Harris leading by just over 1%, the election could turn into another nail biter. But as Trump was reporting, in fact, they're actually in the lead now. He is. Democrat Senator's Daily Caller reports John Fetterman of Pennsylvania said during an interview at the Atlantic Festival, former President Trump has a special bond with voters in the state that deepened after the July 13th assassination attempt. Trump has created a special kind of a hold. He's remade the party, and he's a special kind of place in Pennsylvania, Fetterman told interviewer Jeffrey Goldberg. And I think that only deepened after that first assassination attempt. I have no doubt he's got it exactly right. I think Trump will carry Pennsylvania by a great margin, assuming we have anything approximating a fair election, which I do not anticipate. Meanwhile, Trump has scored a new endorsement in a swing state, Michigan, from a Muslim mayor. Democrats have spent years falsely portraying Trump as a racist, sexist, xenophobic monster who poses a threat to minorities everywhere. One of the key groups of the left baselessly claims Trump is against is Muslims. That's why Democrats everywhere will undoubtedly be livid to see where Trump's latest endorsement has come from. Indeed, the mayor of a Muslim-majority city in the crucial swing state of Michigan has just endorsed Trump, arguing the former president is the right choice at this critical time, with which I agree. Meanwhile, the mayor of Savannah denied Trump the use of a larger venue, Savannah, Georgia. 11,339 mobile devices, but most 78% appear now to be spreading out around the actual venue, unable to attend the speech in the much smaller venue. I was not understanding why the campaign would use the Johnny Mercer Theater and not the much larger Ermarket Arena. The much smaller has a seating capacity of 2,500, while the other 9,005. I was just told the Savannah mayor, Van R. Johnson, would not give Trump permission to use the near Ermarket Arena. Why? Maybe Mega should give his office a call, because the Democrats won't play fair under any conditions, because they are corrupt to the core. Meanwhile, here's the best political ad of the cycle, reported to explain the threat posed by communism. Yes. Well, you got to see this one. So I'm not, oh, there we go. Let me start this one over. Here we go. Democrat policies, liberal housing, Kamalanomics, money burning, a guy being kicked in the balls again and again, the quality of life, the stock market, a bubble bursting. OSHA, vote Trump, 2024.
What's up, guys? Boy Benny. Time is a flat circle, man. I remember when a deeply unpopular, super cringeworthy, incredibly, excruciatingly unlikable left-wing woman had astroturfed her way into the Democrat nomination and decided to choose a doughy, deeply creepy and disturbing guy named Tim as her running mate. I'm not talking about Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. I'm talking about Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine of Virginia. Do you remember Tim Kaine? No, you don't? Yeah, that's exactly what we're all going to be saying about Tim Walz in just a matter of weeks. Tim Kaine.
Let me just add, I've got these reports about Walz that he's actually a registered sex offender. I wish someone would reach out and seek to verify that story. Very significant. Peter McCullough, meanwhile, P. Diddy is an icon of our debased era. This is really very disturbing. He's actually republishing an article by John Leake, who found himself, by a strange coincidence, attending an afternoon party in St. Tropez, hosted by P. Diddy and Paris Hilton at one of the Tonytown beach clubs. Immediately been walking into the pool area, I felt a strong antipathy to the event's energy and atmosphere. Both Paris and Diddy seemed uncomfortable. Their body language and affect spread to other party goers. It was still early. Few had drunk enough alcohol or taken ecstasy or cocaine to overcome their self-consciousness about being at a party in St. Tropez hosted by Paris Hilton and P. Diddy. Here to me, as I sip my glass of rosé, that the stiffness could be remedied by a good music soundtrack. Alas, the music consisted entirely of a thunderous beat with no discernible harmony or medley. Sensing the low energy, Diddy grabbed a microphone and yelled, "It's time to get the women wet," which prompted a few half-hearted cheers from the crowd. "Throw them into the pool." On his command, a few bikini-clad girls were flung into the water. A few seconds later, I noticed a brunette was suspended motionlessly face down in the pool, apparently unconscious. Luckily, someone from the club staff noticed at the same time, jumped in and hauled her up. blood was flowing from her nose. Apparently, she had dove into the shallow end, struck her face in the bottom. I fear she'd broken her neck. But the point of this introduction is not to judge a desire to attend a bacchanal, to experience a dopamine rush of intoxication and sexual desire induced by the presence of beautiful women. Well, I'm not advocating that people participate in such parties. I can understand why they would want to. The trouble is that if chasing this kind of dopamine rush becomes your primary pursuit, you're likely to grow bored with ordinary pleasure and seek to obtain the same high through darker, more taboo means. This is the affliction of sexual sadism. Sadists who find themselves needing to exert power and inflict pain on their partners to obtain satisfaction from the sexual county. Diddy was, I thought, an icon of our debased era.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Hey there, this is Sheila with Hempaze by MyNutra. Why is Hempaze better than other CBD options on the market? It's important to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA or CBGA, and they're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like Hempaze. Hempaze contains the entire plant, minus any stems. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy hemp paste.
Hempaze.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org. And visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Call 855-656-8872. Mention RBN.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here come old flat top, here come grooving up slowly. Thank you.
half a dozen final stories. ABC News taken to the woodshed by a national grouper, a huge lie during the presidential debate. I mean, did they ever disgrace themselves? Just outrageous. In particular, what are they focusing upon here? They had to issue a correction. A leading pro-life group, they said there is no state in the country where it's legal to kill a baby after it's born. A leading pro-life group is demanding ABC issue an apology and correction. Susan B. Anthony, pro-life, sent a letter to ABC News president urging them. They also suggested ABC meet with abortion survivors to learn the truth about the brutality of abortion. I thought everything they said in correction to Trump was wrong and mistaken. It was outrageous. Meanwhile, Biden touted his withdrawal from Afghanistan, which we, most Americans, regard as a fiasco in his final speech to the United Nations. Meanwhile, Norm Finkelstein is offering advice to Palestinian protesters on campus. He's a wonderful guy, a real intellectual, a Jewish intellectual is on the right side of history and human rights. Hunter Biden's sentencing delayed to December 4th amid a legal juggling act. Anything but before the election. They don't want to remind us of the scoundrel that is Hunter Biden and of the Biden crime family for which we have so much evidence suppressed by the FBI. The FBI has betrayed the American people. It needs to be overhauled. Remember, Mike Adams is saying the location of Trump on the golf course was only known to a few. DHS gave the information to the FBI, which is running the assassins. The guy they've appointed to investigate these assassins is anti-Trump. He probably planned the event. Justice Philip Zelikow was made the executive director of the 9/11 Commission, where I believe Philip Zelikow scripted the 9/11 event. His position in the academy before entering government, and he's back there now in the Department of History at Mr. Jefferson's University, was the creation and the maintenance of public myths, M-Y-T-H-S. That's what he gave us on 9/11. That's his specialty. Here's another rationale for affirmative action collapses and dangerous criminal trend sweeps America. Is anyone safe? A group of about 50 teens on bikes easily broke into and stole from a Los Angeles 7-Eleven late last week, got away from police. Latest crime in what's been a pattern. Police told KTLA that around 50 kids stole things from the convenience store on West Olympic near Beverly Hills just before 7:30 p.m., then rode away on their bikes. In August, three thrash and grab thefts happened in Hollywood 7-Eleven within 2 miles of each other. My group of about 20 riding bikes. There's a video from KTLA what happened Friday, including video from a cell phone.
Your tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawn mowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine. Reduce your emissions and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A five-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live this 25th day of September 2024, where I take your calls. Let me just add, the last two shows I did before last night on RealDealMedia.tv and this morning on The Rod Deal on Revolution Radio, it was all focused on this P. Diddy business, and I'm telling you, there's a huge, huge series of scandals involved here. P. Diddy appears to have been the black Jeffrey Epstein, and it involves Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, Justin Bieber, a host of others. I mean, I am blown away by what I'm learning, and I gotta say, I'm so naive. I'm just startled. And I got to say, you're going to be hearing a lot more about this. I just mentioned that as an advisory before we start taking calls. Number one, Chance in West Virginia. Chance, give me your thoughts today, my friend.
Yeah, hello, gentlemen, Jimbo. You know, I really don't blame these characters. I blame the people. You know why? Because in more normal times, right, how can anybody who calls himself P. Diddy expect anybody to take him seriously? I mean, you could expect him to be a character, a clown, or a goofball. Why blame, you know, Jimbo, if I introduce myself to you, right, as Puff Dog Snoop Rhinoceros, what would you think of me? Think about it. Would you take me seriously?
Well, that's a whole other question. I mean, this guy's a... pop star is an icon in the community, Chance. I mean, you know.
He's an icon, but the point I'm getting is I wonder why. Is this what people are attracted to? I mean,
well,
people are surprised that he does these. If you have the disrespect to call yourself something stupid like that, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that...
Well, Chance, it has a lot to do with sex, drugs, and hip-hop music, okay? Not rock and roll. But I'm telling you, the sex and drugs in abundance. And there are too many photographs of even Donald Trump and Melania with P. Diddy. And in the... I mean, I'm telling
God.
You...
Oh, God. Don't get me started with that now, please. You know how I feel about that, man. I'm an independent... And, you know, Jimbo, I'm getting so sick of this multicultural, multi-ethnic diversity crap. You know, if I owned a business, Jimbo, I would demand the most qualified people. The bottom line is the dollar bill, period. If the top five candidates would be white, I want them. If the top five candidates were black, I would want them. It wouldn't matter a hill of beans to me. I mean, what's next? Are you going to be forced to hire one blue hair, one tranny, one pygmy, one amputee, one Eskimo?
Yeah.
I mean, where does it end?
can't I agree with that? I think it's crazy and all this. You know, another, as I say, the last story, another prop for affirmative action has fallen by the wayside. Social promotion, all this, promoting kids when they haven't learned, when they're not qualified to be promoted, has been a very erosive effect upon our nation and the young people, and bred disrespect even for our educational institutions. It's all bad.
Go ahead. Like I said, if I owned a business or a corporation, I could give a flying turd if the person was black or white. If he's the most qualified, he's getting the job. I mean, when I that's why every time I hear this, you know, and I think it's the really, it's done purposely just to piss people off. That's what I think this is. It's to get on people's last nerve, especially people who want to do the right thing. That's what this is all aimed at. It's like a psychological mind screw. Like I said, you know, what are they going to for next? Oh, you got to hire two pink hairs, two blue hairs, one tranny.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, it gets so bizarre that people got to say, hey, where does this end now? Well, you know, I don't know, Jimbo. It's just
Gents,
so crazy.
I agree. And this is the agenda being promoted by the Democrats. It's a Marxist cultural revolution they're promoting. Cultural Marxism.
Oh, Jimbo. All right, Jimbo, I agree with you. But let me tell you something. Don't expect no Republicans to ride in on a white horse and kiss your boo-boo. I mean, that's not going to work neither. I told you, I'm independent. I don't vote for neither party. I hate the fact that I have to pick between one or two. I'd be honest with you. I hate it with a passion.
Yeah.
Like I said, all Democrats are communists, and 90% of the Republicans are socialist plus. I mean, that's just where it stands. That's they're socialist plus.
Fair enough, Jazz.
Republican, maybe more, maybe 95%.
What upsets me is the Republicans haven't been standing up for the Constitution, for law. They have not been taking a stand. This whole election
Go ahead. They're going to jump through those AIPAC hoops, just like the Democrats. We have no choice. A couple of your callers said that. A couple of your callers realize that. How come other people can't see this? You know, I mean, really now. There's going to be no Republican that's going to ride in on a white horse and kiss our boo-boos. It ain't going to happen. I mean, if it does, I hope it does, but I don't think so, Jimbo. Well, thank you for taking my call, gentlemen.
Sure,
Jimbo.
Chance. Absolutely. Glad to have your opinions out there, my friend. Sammy in Las Vegas. Sammy, join the conversation. Welcome back.
I heard from you, Professor. I haven't called you in a while, and I may not call you again until the election's over. This is just getting too crazy. You know I can't take this left-right nonsense, but I'm so happy to follow Chance. My God, he's getting so he's the only caller I like, except for. anyway, I don't have time to, to listen and call into shows. It's hard to even listen. Most of the people like Tom, for instance, I have to mute the phone when he comes on. And about now it's getting so there's about five others, so I can't even listen anymore. But anyway, Professor, if everybody would do this, I hear people going on, Trump's our only choice. No, you forget the big one. We have three choices. You cannot vote if about a million of us, maybe even, not a million, but about 70 million, God bless if 100 million would not vote and just say, no, we don't want either one of these Zionist genocide bastards. We're not taking it because, you know, we have a choice. No one could run against these two people. Kennedy tried to run and get into the race in the Democratic Party, and he spent millions, I mean a lot of millions, to get in. They wouldn't let him. You got to take what we give you, suckers, And that's the way they look at us. You'll take what we give you, you suckers. They look at us like that, like we're just a bunch of idiots that'll do whatever they say. And it's just getting so ridiculous. I can't take these left-right shows. And another thing I wanted to say, Professor, and I forgot, and it was very important. But anyway, you have a great day, Professor.
Sammy, look, when the thought comes back, you call back in, and I'll plug you right in, okay? But the other thought that was very important, and I don't know if it had anything to do with P. Diddy, but, you know.
Oh, no, okay, I remember. Thank you, Professor, I remember. You know, I told you one time I worked in New York City in Manhattan for a couple years.
Yeah.
I worked for Donna Karen in DKNY, and I was like her assistant in charge of decorating. I used to have to go to, Neiman Marcus and all the high-end stores and make sure her things were set up, you know? And they would also put on these big fashion shows. I would have to go there and make sure the stage is good and this is good. And one day, they had this big show on 6th Avenue in Manhattan where they closed off the street and had a big fashion show. They have it every year. And
yeah.
I was there, and Donna Karen comes up to me, and she goes, "Sammy, can you do me a big favor?" I go, "Anything, Donna." She goes, "Goldie Hawn's here, and I know she's hungry because she just flew in. Could you take her to lunch?" I grabbed Donna Karen and kissed her on the cheek and said, "Donna, you just made my dreams come true."
Yes.
And her driver in the limo came and picked us up. And I'm going, "Where you want to go?" And she goes, "Sam, you know what I really want? I want some New York pizza." So I took her to Ray's. That's the best pizza place in Manhattan. I was thinking we're going to a five-star restaurant and everything. No, she wanted to go have pizza. But anyway, while I was working for her, I got to know a lot about Manhattan. And if you knew Manhattan, I told you about Donald Trump putting on the wrestler shows with McMahon and all
sure.
that stuff. He was known in Manhattan as just a con man, and nobody would do business with him. He couldn't even get he's got a casino here in Vegas. They wouldn't give him a gambling license in Nevada because he's been bankrupt 6 times. And you know, they say, "No, Donald, this is enough. You've done this 6 times. You're not coming down here and do it." They wouldn't give him a gambling license. And that's the guy you want for president? Come on, guys, wake up. Anyway, you have a great one, Professor, and keep the faith. And I think about what I'm saying. If that actually happened, 100 million of us didn't vote, said, "No, we don't want this. We're not taking it anymore." Anyway, you have a great one.
You're always welcome here, my friend. You're always welcome here. Frances, silly girl, join the conversation.
Here you are. Hey, young man. Yes, it's a silly, pathetic, I can count your disservice. And I had to applaud Sammy on his recent commentary. That blows it out the water. I'd almost put him in the same category or similar category with Layla. I mean, she can blow you out the water on her own with no question. But anyway, aside from that, the things that you mentioned about or was reported about regarding what Trump was doing or not doing and so forth, that goes without saying. So I'm sitting back and observing and listening to what's going on with the various candidates and so forth. And I would almost have to appeal or agree with the sentiment that Femi has about doing nothing but sitting back observing until after the election is done over with to see who has been picked out to sit on that glorious hot seat. Yes, I call it a hot seat for a reason. Now, aside from that issue, the aspect of what's going over in the Middle East with Russia and Ukraine and so forth, Putin's got his hand, he's got a full plate. And for one thing, the Ukraine, the U.S. military needs to stay its nose out of that, despite the fact that a lot of our taxpayer dollars is going to arming the Ukraine, not at our behest, but at their own behest and their own whim of hate and greed and whatever, fear and so forth, to go and attack Putin over in Russia. In other words, hands off, enough, no more. If they actually spent that money here in the U.S., the U.S. would be a shining gem, not a cesspool or toilet bowl, for that matter, as it's been turned into now. Even with the migration of people that are here illegally that really should go back home because they're complaining and so forth, regardless of what the situation involves. Now, I have an interesting question for you, dear one. You know what that is? Aside from the thoughts about this candidate is this candidate is that, and so forth, as far as election goes, why do you, leaving aside the other candidates, why do you think Trump should be in the hot seat up in D.C.? Other than, he is right for the job, or the usual commentary.
You can answer that by just asking, were you better off 4 years ago than you are now? And the answer is you were overwhelmingly better off 4 years ago than you are now, Francis. I mean, he kept us out of wars. He had a strong economy. He had a secure border. He did things wrong, but he did a lot right. And I don't think there's any question but what Kamala will do. None of the above. The country's falling apart. It's a continuation of what we had for the last 4 years, though she wants to pretend she's a change candidate. That's absolutely false. And she's an idiot. Trump is not an idiot. And look, I know it's risky with Trump, but it's a guaranteed failure for the country with Harris Walz. Whereas I may have mentioned before, so far as I can tell, Walz is actually a registered sex offender, child sex offender. I mean, what do they do about vetting these people? We knew it was creepy when he first made his appearance on the scene, but I'm willing to bet those reports are accurate.
Well, being that that's your sentiment, well, one thing, I recall what happened over 8 years ago or a decade ago before Trump was ever in office, for that matter, and during the first time that he was in office. And believe me, that was a fiasco. So in answer to the question, was life better than 4 years ago or whatever the case was, no. And I can give you several examples why. One, we still had, the border wall was never built. It was discussed and chatted about and, you know, whatever, lip service in D.C. Two, the illustrious Governor Cooper here in North Carolina during that time of the 2020 corona fiasco was concerned, basically had the whole state for 2 weeks shut down. That became a month, that became 3 months, that became 6 months, to a bloody year or more. And so life was absolute nightmare during that first part of the, presidential term, Now, if this golden boy was so good, then we shouldn't have had that issue to start with. Shells were going bare. People were being shot up with genetically engineered garbage the next year. People had to wear a mask. People were basically being mentally conditioned to stay 6 feet or better away from each other and so forth. I remember those days. I remember that the cost of fuel was outrageous. I remember when if you tried to buy something at the store, you were limited on what you could purchase. Now, if that was supposed to have been better, then I'm not sure if I want to see a worse nightmare than that.
So are you telling me, Francis, you're voting for Harris and Walz?
No. If anything, I'm about to do more of a research about them, let alone this aspect that basically she's a whore, from what I understand, on this network, for that matter, depending on what talk show the host you talk about, and so forth, and research also her running mate, for that matter. But no, I'm not voting for anybody, because I'm not the... What?
Well, you... Tell us what you find out when you do your further research, Francis. Always glad to have your opinion.
by all means, for that matter. Because quite frankly, I'm not going to give my energy to energy vampires that are sucking off of it.
Final thought.
Well, my dear, of course, as always, my final thought is for people to snap out of their stupor, no matter what it is that they're thinking about. And my heart goes out to the Palestinians that are being subjected to all sorts of garbage and harm, not to mention loss of life. Later, dude.
Thanks for the call, Francis. We'll be right back.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit, fact bit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Raja Yana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Rasayana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass fed and grass finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient dense, nourishing and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Well, the way I see it, Trump may be awful, but Kamala is ghastly. I don't see it really as even remotely close. Andy in Texas, join the conversation, Andy.
Oh, hey, thanks for taking my call. I'll tell you what, I mean, who's the loser in this election? Who's the loser?
The American people.
Thank you. thank you so much. You're absolutely right, because we don't stand a chance in this thing. These people are not out for anything that's important. Do you hear any one of these candidates talking about the chemtrails, the GMO, the radiation from 5G? None of these people are. If these were people for us, the American people, they'd be like, no, we don't like the EWs. We're not doing, this is all hidden stuff. Yeah, no, we'd like to start fires with the EWs. We like to blind people with DEWs or colichlorine gas or whatever they want to do. These people are doing the most phenomenal thing in the world to the American people. And we're thinking that Donald Trump and or Kamala Harris has got the answer to us. And you know what? That's just sad.
I know there are a lot of flaws with the American. There are a lot of flaws with our political system, not the Constitution, but the institutions, the individuals responsible for their implementation, and the two-party system. I think most of us have concluded is not really working in the best interests of the American people. So I think you'd have most on your side, Andy.
Yeah, we've concluded that it's not working. But you know what? I heard your show earlier on the Revolution, and Paul called in, and he said, yeah, we might as well crown Miss Camilla as the president and then give her the charade or whatnot. Whatever they're going to give her, it doesn't matter. The thing is that the people are above us. The ruling of us is not even what they're doing. They're not ruling us. We're ruining ourselves because we've fallen into their trap of this thing called society. And so it's so easy to rule. Yeah, no, you got to go to work every morning. No, there's soccer practice. No, there's this, that. And then there's several different scenarios in every people's business and stuff. But it is what they've created. It's society. No, we had to do something to keep these MFers busy. And that's what they're doing right now. And we're not even trying. We're not even trying 100%, not even trying to fight back to this. No. Oh, maybe we're 98% trying. No, people are actually going to their school boards. People are going to their city councils. Yeah, okay, great. Yeah, and how's that getting you? Where's that getting you? No, this is far bigger. These people are arrogant. These people know what the hell is going on, and they know how to flipping knock it down. I mean, we have androids right now where they have face recognition put on these little droids, these little drones. They have face recognition on it. I mean, people don't know this stuff. There's a lot of stuff that people just don't know. These people. So there's a drone coming in. It blows through the flipping window, and this drone has your picture on it. They want you dead. And that picture, the drone blows through the glass, and this picture comes. Oh, there he is. Boom. And then they blow you up. Do you think it's not real? Do you think it's not real in today's world? Do you think it's not real? These people are arrogant. They think that they have... That's why they're showing you that guy with the bald head who steals suitcases and wears women's clothing. That's why you have that Levine girl who's overweight, health secretary, overweight, and a transgender. We have all this stuff going, all this BS going on. These people are throwing it in our faces, and we're sitting here talking about we need Donald Trump. He'll fix everything. No, we got to get over this idea, this entire idea of some sort of political solution, some sort of there's a hero out there that's going to fix this. It doesn't matter. What's going on right now is the end of humanity.
Andy, what do you think we should do?
Well, what we should do is, you know, even though everywhere you go, you're going to have a meeting with some people, and they're going to bring, invariably, they're going to bring their cell phone. Or if they don't bring their cell phone, they're going to go and get on their cell phone as soon as the meeting is over and tell you what's going on.
We have a
lot of problems here.
Thanks for calling in, Andy. Thanks for sharing. I'll be right back.
Anybody's helping anyway. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the door.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Well, welcome back, Tom from Florida. Tom, join the conversation. We got a lot of discontent out there today.
Yeah, well, good day to you, Jim, and good day to everybody in RBN. Yeah, first to that guy, the guy Sammy Hugo said he put me on mute. You know, I don't put nobody on mute. And I don't call up. He said there's five other callers other than me that he don't like, and he mutes us all. Well, that's fine. You know, that's his opinion. He can mute whatever he wants. I can mute him whenever I want. But I'm not even going to go there because he's just like, it's like a waste of time. But I do have that bet on. I hope still he's going to take me on that bet. I got Trump over Harris and $500. And if he wants to do $500 on the Senate, I'll do that also. And I will give $200 to RBN. And the other $300, Sammy, I will take that $300 and buy Liberty stickers and give them out to all my buddies and neighbors. So I'll take the $500 that you're going to give me. It's going to go to Liberty stickers, $300, and I'll give $200 to RBN, the network. How's that? So I do support Liberty stickers, just so you know that. So
very good.
Here's what I want to go on. I want to go on with this. And before I get to the couple of other callers that are bashing Trump, by the way, Donald Trump's the one that has RFK and is going to have him in his cabinet.
Right. I'm glad you mentioned that. Good, Tom. Yeah, I was going to bring that up. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, he's got Robert F. Kennedy. He's got Tulsi Gabbard in there. Tulsi Gabbard, I believe, there's rumor out today that she might be the Secretary of State. Trump's going to look at her as the Secretary of State. Or Marco Rubio. That's what I heard today. That's been reported on one of the AM radio stations that Tulsi Gabbard's in the running for Secretary of State under the Trump administration. So that's, I don't know if you like to hear that, but that's
what I think that would be wonderful. I think that would be wonderful.
Yeah, I do too, Jim. You know, a lot of these callers are bashing in. I mean, it's every day, the same old nonsense, you know. Yeah, Donald Trump's this, Donald Trump, hey, come on. Donald Trump, that one guy was calling in about Donald Trump, his bankruptcies and all that. Donald Trump's helped millions of people. He's got some of the most beautiful golf courses in the world. I live right by one of his golf courses. The dang thing is so beautiful. It's unbelievable. And he's got I believe it's close to 2,800 people working at the golf course, doing all kinds of different, and plus he's got hotels there and all that.
So Tom, I still believe in him. I still believe in him, warts and all.
Now, thank you. And, you know, Jim, this is like I said, I've been calling RBN for years more than these other characters. And I've been telling him about the illegal invasion of our country. I used to talk years back about it. This was going to happen. I had predicted it, and I was right. Okay? This is not stopping. Look what's going on in Ohio right now at Springfield. You got these Haitians. And before I go to the Haitians, Jim, let's talk about what you brought up yesterday about Caitlin Clark. Did you see the video of the black girl actually trying to poke her eye out? That's acting where the girl's attacking her eyeball.
Now, bad.
If a white player were to do that to a black star, it would be all over sensationalized over the news for the next one year.
But they'd be thrown
this
off
black
the team.
Girl literally trying to attack her eye, okay?
They'd be thrown off the
attack
team.
Her eyeball, and poke her eye out.
Yeah. Disgusting.
Okay? So a lot of these callers make me, that's unbelievable. Anyway, I want to go back to Haitians. These Haitians now are telling the governor and the mayor and their representative in that district of Springfield to arrest Donald Trump and J.D. Vance for inciting hatred. What the hell is going on? They're going to try to get Donald Trump arrested?
Yeah.
Okay? And before I go back to that, Jim, I'm going to bring up something that's on my mind about the main person you're not talking about in this P. Diddy nonsense is Kim Kardashian and her mother, Kris Jenner. Those are the real hoes. Those are the real hoes that was working with P. Diddy. Kim Kardashian's so fake, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You talk about a whore. Francis said the word whore. That's a whore. Her and Camilla are on the same level. Okay? So I just want to get that off my chest. Now, going back to...
By the way, listen, let me just say a bit more about this Diddy thing. He had 230 cameras in his house, and he appears to have sex tapes on all kinds of figures, including Kamala Harris, I am told. So who knows how this is going to blow up, but I think it's huge. I think it's huge politically.
I do too, and I do know there's a video I heard just now, Jim, about 30 minutes ago, about Barry Sortero, Hussein Obama, and Michelle Obama without a wig. Michelle Obama went to one of those freak-offs without a wig on. So what does that tell you, Jim? And now they're saying that P. Diddy's a homosexual. So I don't
let me tell you how
happened.
Bad it is, how bad it is. It apparently even includes Michelle having anal sex with Justin Bieber.
That's right. That's what I just heard on the news. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. It was unbelievable. Then Eminem, he's ready to expose all kinds of nonsense with this. I mean, it's going to be unbelievable what's going to happen. But I believe Kris Jenner, the one that got O.J. was, O.J., you know why Kris Jenner and Kardashian got divorced, right, Jim? You ever read the story?
Tell us.
O.J. went in a hot tub with her, and raped the living hell out of her when he went up to his room. And she had to go to the hospital because she was so brutally raped. Look it up if you think I'm lying. And that's why Kardashian left his wife, Kim Kardashian's mother, because she became a freaking hoe. Now, I want to go back to what I had to say, Jim, about these Haitians in Springfield. They're trying to say that Donald Trump needs to be arrested with J.D. Vance, a ex-president of the United States, because he's bringing out the fact that there's somebody's eating the damn ducks in the a lake or at the park, and somebody's eating all the damn cats. Now, when you got 150 white people and black Americans going to these community centers and demanding something be done, and there are people witnessing that the cats are being ate, and the ducks are, there's no more ducks in the pond, are all these people liars, Jim? Are all these white people and black people, Americans, liars? Hello?
Oh, Tom, I'm with you on this. It's absurd.
Yeah, you know, and I hear these callers bashing Trump. Do you guys realize that Donald Trump, they tried to assassinate him twice already? Probably a lot more than that. But two of we know of, probably about five others. And they're going to keep trying to get him, but they never will.
Tom, before this latest, there have been a dozen. There was one with a drone firing through his bedroom window in the middle of the night, and if they hadn't changed the glass to bulletproof, he'd be dead then.
Well, Jim, you know what's surprising? Nobody's talking that calls your show but me. This guy, Merrick Garland, raided Mar-a-Lago, went into Melania's dresser, pulling out her underwear, and they actually had orders. If Trump's security would have went rogue and trying to defend Trump, they had orders to shoot
Trump's Secret Service.
You talk about what? You talk about a deep state? Yeah, well, hey, look, everybody that calls RBN, we all know who's controlling the media. We know who controls the mind. Ted Turner said it.
Yeah.
Okay, on CNN. But you know what? I'm sick and tired. What more do you? Who do you want for president? Name me a person that you want for president. Any of you that can actually stand up and do what like Trump does. Nobody ever talked about immigration like Trump. Nobody ever talked about the deep state like Trump. Ronald Reagan didn't do it. None of them.
Tom, I'm with you, Tom.
Who's kidding who here? This is a nonsense.
Tom, I got four other callers. I want you to give me your final thought. I'm in agreement with you on all these issues. Give me your final thought.
Well, my final thought, Jim, I think, I think Trump and the Republican Party realize they have to get Democrats to come on in like they have, which is Tulsi Gabbard, Robert F. Kennedy, and there's going to be hundreds of more. And I believe the deep state's going to be exposed. If Donald Trump can go in there for four more years. That's all he needs. Like a bull in a china shop. To expose all the deep state. I believe he's going to expose BlackRock. I believe he's going to get exposed all these Zionists that are out to get him. Because remember, on the ultimate aspect of all this, Jim, they are trying to kill him. And Donald Trump is now a madman because he realizes you're trying to hit me. I'm going to expose all
Tom,
of you.
Tom, you got to understand that the Democrats are so desperate, they're willing to go to war with Russia to stop it. They're going to impose martial law and nullify the election. That's my best guess. Tom, love your calls.
Yeah,
love your calls.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. And you know what? Donald Trump, the only one who can stop us from World War III. Anybody else, we will be in World War III of Putin. Trust me.
Tom, I got to go to another caller. Thank you. I love it. JP in Chicago, join the conversation. JP, glad to have you back.
Oh, hey, Jim. I got to... Tom's got some big hoonas to be dropping those bombs like that. And, you know, for Sammy and Tom, if they went up against a fight, I think Tom would win. Sammy's putting his hands in his ears. You don't want to hear anything. And Tom's got the old, left-right hook. I don't know. I think Tom would win in a fight. But to go back to Silly Girl, I got to say, Frances was my name and my mother. She was Scotch-Irish. She had top irons. I remember her. She used to bring home groceries all the time, and she had these big, strong arms. I never pissed off my mom. And you know, my mom was an ex-Catholic nun. She left the nunnery. She left the church. And because she left the church, I'm born today, so I'm glad she left the church. And I don't want to get into politics and religion too much, but, Jim, I got to say that these subjects you brought up were right on target, especially P. Diddy and Pizzagate. When I talked to my NSA connections, Pizzagate was real. I confirmed that.
Yeah.
It was real.
Yeah.
So Obama was blackmailing people with Epstein Island, Pizzagate, and Diddy was his other operation. And I wouldn't doubt it. Big Mike screwing over little boys and You know, they did that sort of stuff. And then they filmed them. They filmed them just like they filmed Biden. I'm sure they got Biden on tape. And that's how they control Biden, is through pedophilia.
That's right. Biden, too, 230 cameras in the house. 230 cameras. Can you imagine?
Yeah, it's real. It's real. People don't want to believe it. They put their hands in the air, but I'm telling you, it's true. I got confirmation from NSA sources. Very top-shelf intelligence, and it's true. So that's real. Also, Bush, you know, this is the thing. Bush and Obama were all part of this deep state after 9/11. This Homeland Security, is spying on Americans. It all started 20 years ago, and they've been turning on Americans and setting us up and backstabbing us ever since. But Trump got the Supreme Court to do the couple things we talked about on our last show. It's very important. He signed these executive actions. One, to make it a felony to sex traffic children. Okay, you sex traffic children. It's a major felony. It's like huge crime, and that's how
That's
how they went after Epstein Island. Trump did that, okay?
Good.
Tom is right about that. Trump has been a fighter. He's been doing these things. He also went after the Supreme Court voted to make presidents that are not in office liable. So that puts Obama in the hot spot. That means everything he's done since he's been out of office, which we know, we know about 2020.
Retroactively, would it? I don't think you can be prosecuted for laws that weren't in place when you committed the offense.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That does, so you know about the law.
He's no doubt doing a lot of other corrupt acts anyway, including killing his chef, so far as I can tell. He actually killed his chef.
Killing the chef, and I'm on here on Caravan Midnight, and I did this 5 years ago about all the dead choir boys in his gay church Wright. Okay.
Yes.
They're all dead. All of them were dead except for that one guy, the white guy that put fellatio on him. He was the only one that turned state evidence. And I got the police report on that. So it's not bullshit. Yeah. I mean, Obama's a queer. He's been blackmailing people through sectional espionage. Yeah. This is a fact.
Yeah.
And he's desperate.
Yes.
All the people around him are desperate. And they're willing to kill Trump. That's a fact. Yep. You put your fingers in your ear, but these are the truth. Indeed. Now, another thing you brought up real quick was the red mercury. That was huge. That's
you
exactly
mean Christopher
what I
Busby?
Mean.
Christopher Busby?
Yes.
Yes. These mini nukes? Yeah.
It had to be, Jim, because I looked at the film over and over again. The only way to get back in there, they had to use jamming. This is my theory. They used some drones together with a cruise missile that went slow and silent, that was surrounded by drones. They went into that area, and in order to ignite all those hardened structures, it had to be a nuke. It just had to be. There's no way. Even a bunker buster wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
So that's my theory. I could be wrong. And then you got the earthquake. You got all that stuff that backs it up. So, Jim, you're hitting 5 for 5 today. God bless you. Good show.
Well, thank you, JP. I'm glad you called. James in Charlotte. James, join the conversation, James.
Yes, good afternoon, Dr. Fetzer. The problem of coming on after listening to Tom, there's so much you want to follow up on. You know, take one from column A and two from column B. And, I'll stick to what I was going to, my original plan. And, toward the end of the first hour, you mentioned that Ryan Ruth almost certainly had to have had inside information on Trump's itinerary.
Yes.
And I happened to see an interview in the Hindustan Times, of all places, of a former assistant FBI director who says it had to be that he had to have gotten information either from the Secret Service or the FBI. And, they're trying to take over the investigation from the Florida Attorney General. Well, I'll tell you, if they somehow use enough leverage to force Florida to turn over Ruth to the FBI, he's a dead man. He really owes his life to the Martin County Sheriff's Department. That caught him and arrested him rather than the FBI, or he'd already be dead.
Yeah. Yeah, you make a good point, James. I agree. It looks, you know, Mike Adams said DHS is providing the information to the FBI, which is running the assassins. And as I mentioned before, the guys investigating the assassins is an anti-Trump, or he hates Trump, and I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't plan it himself.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I would say that that certainly could be the case. But, well, that's the point I wanted to make. I'll let someone else.
I'm glad you called, James. Cynthia in California. Cynthia, join the conversation.
Thank you, Dr. Fetzer. You know, you've noted that Secretary of Defense Austin does not appear to be the same person.
Yes.
Hal Turner reported that his contacts in Russia say that Secretary of Defense Austin was in Ukraine doing nefarious stuff when one of their missiles struck and killed him and some other people. And
yes.
Todd Callender, the attorney who did the class action regarding the mandate for the vaccine in the military, said he was unable to get a signed oath of office from the Department of Defense on Secretary of Defense Austin. So what I'm leading up to is all of these orders, sending Marines to Europe under NATO, those may not be legal orders or constitutional.
Oh, I agree.
And meanwhile, the reason I want to mention Hal Turner is that the reason he says they took him down was not necessarily his opinions about the judges, so much as the fact that from within the government, he was trying to stop them from doing unconstitutional behaviors to try to put people in prison. And he stood up to them, and they took him down. And I think that... Okay, so I was going to ask him if you have any contacts within a retired JAG or active JAG, because we have that petition out there to pull us out of unconstitutional arrangements like the UN and NATO.
Yes.
And it's based on information in the ratification debate. Our federal judiciary was basically stolen under Alexander Hamilton Levine is his actual real name. He was under a pseudonym during the Revolutionary War. And he wrote the Federalist Papers that set the tone for how federal judges would actually start doing things they weren't supposed to be doing. So that I went to maybe introduce some retired JAG to D.R. Mobley, who is 20 years of the Marine Corps, and he's a constitutional scholar now, and have them start letting people know about how our military is being forced to participate when it's an unconstitutional arrangement designed to pull us into World War III.
Yes.
So if you have any, if you send me the information, you've got my emails, and we'll try and get back to you about getting one of them interviewed by you.
I think you're spot on, Cynthia. I think you're spot on across the board. And, he's not alone. Apparently, a whole number of cabinet members never signed their oath of office. And that includes Merrick Garland and Mayorkas and DHS. So I think we have been under an unconstitutional administration the whole time. I think you're absolutely right, Cynthia. Listen, I appreciate it. If I'm able to follow up, I'll get back to you, Cynthia. I like your calls. Renee, welcome. Join the conversation. Sorry not to have you yesterday. Go right ahead. Renee, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello. Okay, there we go. Now I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm here to support my fellow independents like Sammy. We left the right-left paradigm a long time ago. We have to stop stepping in the trap. Y'all are really doing the deep state a favor. We now continue to play the Democrat-Republican game. These people make their living off of conflict. You have to question everybody in the military, judges, cops, lawyers. All these, you always ask yourself, does this person benefit off of conflict? Okay? The thing is, these people want conflict. They don't want peace. Look how much they're profiting. And when people play the right-left paradigm where they only see the faults on the other side and cherry-pick and lies of omission, leave off the faults of their side, and then that just gets the whole fight going back and forth. But my side's the lesser of two evils. I'm with independence. I want a better choice. I'm tired of giving two rotten apples to pick from, and I ain't playing this no more. I'm not. Okay, and I am with them 100%. Give me a better choice. The thing is, and I don't understand, you know, it's like you say, you'll leave out. The thing is, and I find this disgraceful, none of Trump's wives could trust him. He was a serial adulterer. And I find it disgraceful when other men think it's okay, who claim they have family values and they're Christian, seem to just, oh, well, it's like, oh, that don't count, okay? That don't count. If he's good to me and gives me what I want, I don't care how he screws over his own wife. He promised to love and cherish and took a vow to. That is so rotten. These husbands should be treating their wives the best, not the worst. But there's this double standard where, like, and I, get me wrong, I don't like Kamala at all, okay? And, yeah, she's done it. But you know what? When Kamala was sleeping with Willie Brown, she was not married. So she was not breaking a vow and betraying her husband, whereas Trump and Kennedy are notorious for this, okay? And the thing is, for men to excuse this and make excuses for it, it's like, don't tell me you have ethics, secular values, Christian values, or any other kind of values, because you don't. And you see, it's this double standard where if men, boys will be boys for their sins, but the girl is a slut. When you compare the behaviors, the males were worse. Actually, that's why I like a lot of these young people. They'll call the boys whores, too. If they act like a whore, they call them whores, too. It's not one-sided. Because this goes back a lot. It's gone on literally for centuries where women are punished more severely for these types of sins. Look at the cops, the way they have treated prostitutes. Now, most prostitutes are women, and the Johns mostly were heterosexual males. Look how hard they were on the prostitutes, but not the Johns. I had a cop brother-in-law, okay? Well, he was also a drug dealer and cop, okay? He had two occupations. And he used to brag and joke about the stuff that they would do to people. And what they would do, they'd pick up those prostitutes and then they'd handcuff their hands behind their back so they couldn't catch themselves. And then they'd get going real fast and then they'd slam on the brakes so they'd head face first into that grill between the front seat and the back seat, okay? So the thing is, these double standards and biases where you use one set of rules, whether it's between men and women or Democrats and Republicans, are immoral and unethical, but it's so built into our culture.
Renee.
You know, I don't think a lot of you people actually see that you're doing it.
Renee, your complaints are all well-founded, everyone, one and all. I'm so glad for your call today. Alexander, call in early. I'll get you in tomorrow. Meanwhile, spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about, because literally, we do not know how much time we have left. And support RBN.